Good morning. We're going to jump into today's video. No intro, no nothing. So there's this study that I always bring up to friends and family. It's about the fact that they tried to see how many orangutans could operate in a society. They got up to about 74 before they turned ape shit on each other and could not survive anymore. And tribalism broke out and all that kind of jazz, and small communities and tight-knit cliques got together and then started to go ape shit. And I think that's a microcosm for what's happening in the world today, that we're striving for a sense of belonging or community in these echo chambers that are like-minded to us, and there's nothing that brings people together like hate of the other side. And that's what we're seeing in this far-left, far-right ideologies, that it's not about the love that you've got for the people that believe in the same thing, but it's about the hate that you've got. I'm going to vote for Trump because I hate Biden. I'm going to vote for Biden because I hate Trump. There's no more like a sense of loving your own side. And that's why we see, as things get more progressive or more conservative, you fall off the bandwagon. And therefore, the middle and the centralist, which I guess I am, has become bigger. So what brought this up was there was a conversation in the House about Andrew Tate, of all people. And the comment that he said that brought up the conversation was great. I'm religious, so I thought it was quite clever and quite intelligent. Well, not intelligent, but meaningful. So it was about the fact that be careful what you wish for, because God's putting you through the challenges to get you to that point now. And so whilst that's a good comment, that wasn't what was heard. What was heard by the other party at the conversation was, how dare you bring up Andrew Tate? Do you believe that women should be second-class citizens? That's not what the conversation was. That's not what the comment was. He's just the messenger. The message was still great. Sorry if this is rattling. My Tourette's is going off. Shot the messenger down. And first of all, remove all messages from messengers, because people that you dislike can still be right, can still say incredible things at times, or things that are needed to be heard by other people, and quite frankly, can be right. Their view can be subjectively right. And I believe overarchingly that most people believe with good intentions. So people that stormed the Capitol on January 6th did it with all their heart. They believed, wow, our country's at fault of being stolen. Or people that wanted to get 35 vaccines. Sorry, I won't. That's satire. Wanted to get 4 vaccines. Truly believe that you're going to hurt me if you do not get the vaccine. People believe with all their intentions and think that they're right and do it good-heartedly. I don't believe in this notion of good and evil per se. I believe that everyone's trying to be good. It might be naive. But yeah, so that led to a big blue of tribalism, essentially. And I just cannot stand people that are so entwined with their identity politics that hate the other side purely for a sense. It's tribalism. It's going back to we may as well be cavemen fighting each other with sticks. It's the same argument as I just dislike, and I'll lean on conservatives a bit more because that's just an easier target. I hate people that have to be, COVID was we deny COVID, we deny the moon landing. Every single bit has to be the same because you have to fit into that tribe. And you cannot say, oh, you know what? I actually believe that that was real and that was a bad thing that he did. You're excluded. You're kicked out of the group. So therefore we all shut our mouths and act as the worst common denominator in our tribe. And there's other studies that show if you put an underachiever into a high-achieving group, it won't lift the underachiever. Everyone falls down to their level. So if you're trying to discipline a child and you move into a different classroom with the better children, well, the better children are going to be worse. The group of adults working in that community will be as bad as the worst one. And we see that all the time when we have a shit worker where we sort of silently quit and we fall into that. So going back to the problem and why it causes so much hate is because we tie our identity to our beliefs and what we think, and where if you're to be told that you're wrong, well, then the whole way that you see the world must be wrong and you must be dumb. That's what we hear, because the only way to win an argument is to not have one. But there's just so many taboo topics, religion, politics, and they're overarchingly becoming more because every topic just seems to be a political football that we have to pick our two-party preference on. And I think if we all sat down and had a conversation, we wouldn't be as divided as we, as we're told to believe that we are. I believe that most people are normal and sane and in the middle on topics and can think for themselves. And if they hear one thing from someone that they don't like, they can also believe it, because at what point does someone become wrong or evil? Like, you share a household with people with different political beliefs. You've brought them up, or you are friends with them, but they believe in something a little bit different. Do you intangibly think that they're evil? Then why hang out with them? And that's what people are doing. They're not hanging out with people that have different views. So therefore, we're dividing ourselves. Or if we can't, I can disagree with one side on one thing and then differently on the other, because we should have our own thoughts. And it's as simple as that. So everyone take it easy on each other. Engage in conversations. They can be things that you highly despise, but engage in the conversation with a mindset to listen, not to talk. You got two ears, one mouth for a reason, as the saying goes. Listen and hear to listen. Don't hear to respond, because you're not going to change someone's position. And I think if we start all conversations by, look, I know I'm not going to change your mind, this is just the way that I see it, and we can leave it at that, that's the solution for this. Because how many times do we get into family arguments over shit that you're not going to change their mind, so why bother? They're not dumb because they think that way. They're not an idiot or an evil person because they think a certain way or believe or vote a certain way or have a specific belief. They're just the way that they've been brought up, or through their potential bias, they see the world a bit differently. So tribalism's fucking dumb. Get over yourself, because your belief isn't 100% right, nor is someone else's, because all beliefs that we have are subjective to ourselves. And that could be on absolutely any topic, because there's no right or wrong way to do anything. It's a bit nihilistic, but that's the way that I view the world. Peace out. Thank you. Thanks for listening to my rant. Catch you guys tomorrow.